This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, a synthetic drug that's caused chaos in Florida has begun to show up in Texas. It's called Flocka. This highly addictive substance is sold cheaply over the internet, and it's posing serious risks for the young people who use it. I talked about Flocka with Dr. Joanne Schulte, a toxicologist with the North Texas Poison Control Center at Parkland Hospital.
Flocka means skinny little girl or skinny young girl, and it's street slang. How it got attached to that drug, I don't know. And it's sometimes called gravel as well because the crystals, which are pink or white, look like gravel. Huh. So I don't know which is the better name.
Well, the real name is what, Alpha PVP?
Basically, there's a plant that's used in West Africa called khat, K-H-A-T, mm-hmm. and they use it in the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, up into Saudi Arabia as a way to relax, get high. This drug is a synthetic derivative of that plant.
And similar to what are called bath salts.
Yes. They're the cathinoids. They're a derivative of CAD, a synthetic derivative. They impact the central nervous system by making norepinephrine, which is a neurotransmitter, last longer. And when it lasts longer, you get some of the behavioral effects. I think you've probably heard or seen about some of the reports from Florida where there are people trying to break into police headquarters that are very agitated. It's called excited delirium. And the people tend to be really aggressive and restless, and they can end up with kidney and muscle injury damage, heart problems, so all kinds of things.
And this state can last quite a while.
Yeah, it can go for several weeks.
What are symptoms of this?
You're going to be agitated, hard to control, combative. Think of it as normally you take an action with your arm. That's helped by a neurotransmitter. And when you stop the neurotransmitter, stops because you've stopped the action. These drugs interfere with the inactivation of the neurotransmitters, and so it's like you're on edge, though, and you stay on edge until that wears off.
Where is this stuff coming from? China? You can order it
China
from?
And parts of Asia. You order it on the internet and it arrives. And what typically happens with this and a lot of the other designer drugs is that they come in from Asia. People order them on the internet, and then they get into the distribution system here.
Are they illegal?
Yes.
The calls that you are getting regarding Flocka, or what may be Flocka, does it tend to be adult students?
It's been adolescents and young adults.
Is this one of the reasons for this because it's cheap?
Yes, it's about $5 a hit.
So you're just starting to see this problem in
Texas? We're just starting to see this problem in Texas, yeah. We've had 4 calls at the Poison Control Center at Parkland, the North Texas Poison Center, this year. 2014, the Drug Enforcement Network and their labs have found it in Texas. It was 3.6% of the bath salts that were seized. So there's other bath salts around, and it's not nearly as common as heroin or meth or other drugs.
Anything that can be done to curb this, or is it just a matter of time before it grows?
I don't know that it's a matter of time before it grows. I think it's a matter of making people really aware of what they're ordering and that they don't know what they're ordering necessarily, and it can be contaminated with other things. I mean, in a way, it's like Prohibition was back in the 1920s. People wanted to drink that booze, but they sure didn't know what was in it, and you could get methanol in it and go blind. So it's the same thing. There are new drugs being synthesized, but there's not exactly the FDA safety and efficacy standards involved in what you get on the internet.
Dr. Joanne Schulte, thank you for being with me.
Okay, thank you.